Hello, 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 hello. It has been a little, I think, couple of days since I last recorded. Yeah, but yeah, I kind of had thought that I'll take a small break because I was working on a lot of other stuff as well. Like, usually my days are quite hectic now. And it's thoda sa frustrating also. But what I realized was this podcast wasn't stopped because of that. It's kind of, I was working on some other things also. But this is a fun way for me to unwind. Or maybe not unwind, but actually reload in some ways. You know, it sounds a little dumb sometimes, but I think I do need to talk. I say, because when I start talking, I do talk a lot. And sorry for that, Spondo. Generally in life, everything is kind of the same. A lot is happening in the world right now, and it's just, it's so sad to see all the things which are happening. Like, when I saw that George Floyd wala video, it kind of hit me in a hard way, because before that I kind of did try to, and it's the wrong way to go about it, but I did kind of stayed away from these things in the most raw, and like, I know it's wrong, but I did try to stay away from these situations because either it just made me sad, or like, but now I do realize that it's high time, like, after actually going, after actually seeing the video, I realized that I'm kind of very selfish, being very selfish and just thinking about myself. And it's so sad ki, it's just sad and it's not nice. As a human being, it's my responsibility to actually make sure that this, like, only thing I'm struggling with right now is I wish I had an audience which could listen to me, and like, not listen to me. I have people who listen to me right now, Bondo is listening to me, but to make a change, we kind of thing, we need a larger, because what I'm going, I might say, I what I might say here, I would have said to Swarna already if it happened before, like this, right now, so, and she, like, you know Swarna how, like, I tried to stay, like, I thought that I might not talk about that incident, that elephant incident right now, because it is driving me mad, like, how the fuck can someone fuck up so bad? And it's kind of upsetting me so much that, and it should, because it's so horrible. Anyways, I thought that I'll try to keep the podcast to a little happy note, because there is a lot of bad things happening right now. And it's so, like, I think this is me realizing that I am growing up, because usually I went with I don't care attitude, but right now I feel the need to actually do something. And now that I do realize that I have the power to spend, I also realized that how much money is important and how hard it is to earn and save in my case. So I have started recording all the my logs, kind of, with all the information in them, money wise, and like I do it like how much money do I have in the beginning of the month and throughout the month, on what all things do I spend, and how much money do I have in my bank and as cash. And yeah, so that's one good thing which I am kind of doing right now. I don't have many expenses because I am staying at home. The only expenses are that stupid, my whims and aise waise wala cheez. It's not something like it's not anything on majorly essential things, maybe like food or things for house. One thing which I've kind of started doing is, you know, it might sound very weird, but I'm in a position in life where I feel that the only thing missing right now is getting a stable, not I wouldn't like to put the word stable, because stable kind of puts you in a, like, obviously everyone wants stable, but in our line, stable isn't the main. It's a highly curiosity driven line with money attached to it, and realizing how much people pay to think to other people, because it is a tough job, and we do create solutions or answers for some people. For some people, we create their whole identity, and I'm not talking about brand identity as in how they look, where they stay, how they present themselves. And we are like, they do rely on ourselves. There are people who come to us with a little idea but no definite direction, and it's our job to kind of shape their thoughts and words into that thing they were thinking but can't say properly, which is a very tough job. Recently, also my parents have started to look into the fact that if there is a very big if, because they want to know that right now what I am right now is, agar ye bologe to kar lunga, ye hoga to kar lunga. They want me to take a stand ki if after working do I want to go out to study and then eventually maybe get a job where my value is more, maybe. But they also say that if you want to try in India, because there are jobs, it's not like there aren't jobs, but it's just my call to take. If I think that if masters in India isn't worth it, then there is no point. And my mother also puts a proper point, like a very good point, ki if so I spent for say 40 lakhs for 2 months, 2 years, or 30 lakhs including like everything, including the cost of living, tuition, me coming and going back, everything, if it's 30 lakhs per se, will I be like ready to hustle enough and put myself in front of people and not be so easy going ki agar main karunga to paise aap jo chaho de dena. If I be not aggressive but stern and stand my ground in that area, then it's totally worth it, because then if I spend 30, I will earn 60 maybe per se, and it's all worth it. But if I don't, then should I just save that money? But I, as a human being, have also realized that maybe saving, I want to be more open and aggressive and stern in that sense, because in being designed does, and because we have practiced it for a while, people do take it for granted, and it's just sad. But it being not so new, relatively new, considering everything else around us, not everyone knows the importance, and it's art, it's kind of our responsibility to set these things in place, that to for them to for if they go to someone else after me, they do have an idea of what, like, how the other people, other designers should be treated. Because, and these are big talks, I might be a very small part of all of this, but I do, like I said, I think I am growing, and part of growing is that you realize that you have come, I said come, you have some sort of responsibility, not just to yourself or to any particular person, but to the place you live in as well. So with that being said, yep, things are happening. It's eventually, it's not anyone else's call, it's my call to decide what I do with my future, and to first see that is it worth it. Because I agree, because that kind of money is a lot, and considering the fact that outside, if I go outside, I will be working as well with me studying, because that's what usually other people do as well. And I'm not just saying because they do, I will also do. It is because it's most of the people are from outside, and they work because, and that these kinds of, like, outside, they are more open and welcoming to the fact, like, they don't judge you on what you work, what do you, what's your work. So if I say, if I quote a number right now, it doesn't mean that it will be exactly that. Obviously, I will do everything in my power to actually make sure that it's not that much, and I, in my own way, do help as much as I can to reduce that number by working there. And working there, maybe in my own stream, because there is more value for what I do there. It's not, nahin, it doesn't have more value, but the people do realize my value there. So, but these are just talks in thin air right now. I still have to see everything around me, small, small factors, to actually decide that is this something I want to do. There are many options. There are options that I don't go out. I study in India. I save up the money, like take the saved money and create something for myself from there. Or there is an option, I go out, I study there, I work there, and yeah, I settle there, kind of. Considering the fact that they are more open and developed in design terms also, maybe learning might also be a very third option also is there, that I earn there, I study there, I earn there for say 5 or 6 years in dollars, and then save there, and then while I've earned in dollars, I come back in India and then take my money, all the saved money because I've earned in dollars, use that to do something in my own country. If being honest, might not be too keen on the fact that, like, I'm not saying that meri country hai to idhar kuch na kuch, matlab, I will do something, and it's wrong also, I know, but I am being honest on this kind of my podcast because I know who I'm talking to, and that person I can be completely 100% transparent with. Luckily, maybe I shouldn't talk like these thoughts specifically on this app. What if by mistake someone else listens? But so that's for that. That's because nothing won't be happening right now. It will happen in 21, maybe not 21, also 22. Yeah, and September 22 or 21. Like, it's not even 21. I think 22 because I will work, and that's another factor. Me working would also change the way I think or I know about stuff. And it's just like nothing won't be happening immediately or maybe in past 1 or 2 years, but it's just I feel that I'm constantly evolving. My brain does get influenced a little by what new information I get, but at the end of the day it's my call, and kind of a promise ki if I'm doing this, I will make sure that as a person, I will do something, like not some, like set something for myself. That being said, that's a talk for another time because it kind of is stressing me out also. It's a talk for another time, and I will consult all my loved ones for advice, and because I know that their way of thinking also is important for me to take into consideration, because those people ka things, like, I kind of matter the most to me. Anita auntie has told me to clean up the space till 30th June, and today is 4th June. There aren't many signs of things opening up, like in Delhi there is actually, because from 8th June they have said that they will be opening up malls and stuff, but at the end of the day it's actually on us to realize that nahi bhai, we can't just obviously government will say that we can't hold you any longer, because right now people are holding the government accountable for staying inside, and till what time they can officially impose itna bada lockdown also. So I think it's kind of a pressure which has subdued them into actually releasing, opening up these spaces. But I hope that people aren't dumb enough to actually just feel that if the lockdown is over, it means that we can actually go out and be in this small, like, so close to each other in a public area. And I'm not saying that that isn't a bad thing, but considering everything happening plus the disease, I think it's better that we have itna common sense. I heard that Ebola is also back, So basically, from cyclones to storms to earthquakes to diseases, maybe we do do kind of deserve this, but I just don't know, man. But considering everything else also, there are good things to look at as well, and it's very important for us to actually cherish the good things which happen as well, because then we kind of lose sight of what, like, maybe just because life isn't being too kind right now, it is very easy to forget that there are good things as well out there. And it's important for us to not forget this. So it's important to look back on the good memories as well. And yeah, as far as my life right now, I am struggling with a lot of work. Maybe it's just because I have started noting what the work will be. It's very, very kind of taxing to just look at that calendar or that things to do on that day, and it's it's thoda sa intimidating as well, but it does give a clear view of what all has to be done. Keeping that in mind, yep, I think I might be getting more work done than before because I have a log of things. I feel that I am very lucky to have an amazing family and an amazing girlfriend and friend, and just a roof above my head and food on my plate. And I think I should cherish these small, not small, this is not small, but like I should give these things importance because they have a large amount of importance in my life. You know, I don't say it, but I am feeling this very bad feeling right now because like I might not sound that sad, but honestly inside my, like from inside, there's something which is dragging me down, and it's just that how fucked up humans can be. I know I just keep bringing it up, but I can't take it out of my head ki how messed up it can be to someone to go to take that extra mile to just harm someone who didn't even, this is, and the worst part is that maybe they are so pure because they don't have such a developed mind like us, and then they don't think about good or bad. It's just all black and white for them, and that's why they are so pure, and they will I'm sorry, I'm just thoda sa, I guess every day we just need to look at the bright things as well. It's tough to look at the bright things because it's so much bad is happening, and I keep on repeating myself. But earlier I just used to be happy by seeing that I order something new, I would just look up to get that one thing, but I don't know, it's just not happening this way. I guess I should just stop right now. Look, I'm doing what I thought that I won't do. Like kind of being sad thoda sa. This was supposed to be kind of a trip away from all the bad things and sadness. Wow, why does it sound that I'm going to cry? Anyways, I do have a lot of good things in life. There are some things shaping up. There are quite a big decisions to be made. But yeah, I will be going with the flow, but will take hold of my destiny. And yeah, it's just constantly trying out new things. And yeah, trying out new things in life. Yep. I hope you have a good day, Pondo. I know things are not looking that happy right now, but trust me, like, I'm sorry, I can't give you a proper. Like an exact solution. I am myself too struggling to find out that, but it's just constant experimenting and trying out thing by thing to see what works actually. Yep, it's almost 5:20. My mood is kind of better because my Spondo is going to wake up. And thank you, Spondo. I do need to tell you this also because you are one of the reasons, one of the major reasons which I still get a smile on my face. So thank you so much. I love you a lot. Thank you, Baba. Take care.